You should have been a lovely memory. You should have been an opportunity that slipped slowly through my fingers, withholding a world that wasn't meant for me. Watching from above as I rolled over where the darkness lingers. Somehow I have been mistaken once again, and I have to face the possibility that the end of the world is really gonna happen. But I'm only human. Hell is freezing over as you hold my hand. Pigs are flying as you're touching my penis and pulling your hair. Now worried how the trajectory of planet Venus is retrograde for one more week. And with bills unpaid, evictions coming as we speak, but still the lights don't fade, and it incites this jaded entangled braid of what is and what we seek. We're exactly where we wanna be, well, give or take a tweak or two. I'll tell the slumlord, give us a break in like a week or two or whatever. I mean, if you can manage to sneak a few extra scones from out the bakery, then that and some avocados will do, just to make it last like beans and rice, but only tastier. At the supermarket, someone odd is gracing each and every cover of the magazines. Of course I didn't vote, cause whomever we throw in the water is gonna float. And I start to feel like there's a frog in my throat that's making all my words harmful. Like that time when I was younger, the oldest goat on the farm started speaking English reversed in like a real deep voice, and it said, "Devin, rejoice, for we're in the age of Aquarius, a fact that's been attributed variously to astrologers, sleepless scholars, and cause then it turned into a bullfrog, and so I kissed it. Whatever happened after that, I must have missed it. But ever since then, yeah, I felt a little twisting in my head. But you insisted that we keep on dancing. To quit with the theatrics and tell you something important. Love is all you need, and it's worth it to pick your scabs and to bleed from self-inflicted wounds and feather loose in the grip of the greed that seems so inherent to this ephemeral material fleshy mass that of its own reflection is awfully fearful, increasingly filled with intuitive recognition of its limitless power before the dawn, the darkest hour. But maybe I should just speak for myself. Shit, I never noticed all these books upon your shelf. Ecofeminism, shamanism, and paganism, the Spanish Revolution, quantum theory, and long division, and who the hell is Annie Dillard? The Devil's Book of Culture looks weirdly resonant, but yet I'm not so sure of anything these days. There's a pure mathematics in the waltz between the ultraviolet rays and the long black hair that stays tickling my neck and face as I lay within your shade of many grays. An infinity of darkness resting under me. I must admit that I'm exactly where I'm.